Our job is to come down here, and I want to thank the Senator and Congressman and members of Cabinet, and just to listen to what you got on your mind. Obviously, to the extent that we can help immediately, we want to help. And then plan for recovery. I know a lot of farmers and cattlemen are, you know, hurting right now, along with the city people. The other thing I think is just very important is that the Senator and Governor have made it clear that, you know, as we worry about Cedar Rapids, we also got to worry about the little towns. A lot of folks are wondering whether or not the government hears about them, too, and I can assure you that I know the governor cares deeply about it, and so do we. Olson, who's the head of FEMA, tells me that there are 600 FEMA people moving around the state, and that ought to help the people in the smaller communities know that somebody's there to listen to them and care about them. Our hearts and prayers are just from around the nation go out to people here. It's a tough time for you.
It is.
The good news is the people in Iowa are tough-minded people. I mean, you'll come back better. Sometimes it's hard to see it when you're this close to the deal.
Well, it is going to take time.
A lot of people aren't getting much sleep these days, but I know you're not. You're exhausted. I understand that. But, you know, Congress passed, is about to pass a, you know, a big chunk of disaster money, which helped put people's mind at ease, and we're going to help you recover. Anyway, thanks for letting me come by and see you. Thanks for coming with us.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Thank you.